Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Sorry, Danita's day off today, so she's sleeping in. And so I'll be doing the readings with you. It's Ephesians 6, and it's verses 5 to 8. It says, bondservants, obey your earthly masters. Bondservants, very much workers. In that time it was slaves. Obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as if you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he's a bondservant, a slave, or he's free. Hallelujah. Now here we could just see, you know, whatever we do, we got to do it as unto the Lord. And looking here at, you know, what is expected of us as the servants of the living God, we're there to shine our lights. And that's bottom line. If the light is not shining, if you into something that God hasn't told you to be into, you would always be having the doubt, am I in the right place? And then as soon as doubt comes in, then the negativity in your head will be portrayed in your attitudes and your actions. So it's so always important, you know, that you, whatever you're doing, wherever you're working, wherever you're applying yourself, it's by the leadings of God. And then when you're applying yourself in that area, you need to be refreshed by the Lord every day and walk conscious of Him. And putting on that light, you're bringing the lights of heaven into your attitudes and action, and then you're going to bring it also into the environment where you are operating. So that drawing close to the Lord in the morning is vital, letting Him light your fires. Because if He's not lit your fires in that day, and then something comes up and you're not conscious of the Lord and you don't run to Him, then you can bring forth the wrong fragrance in the midst of your situation. But it's letting God light your fires and then walking conscious of Him the whole day, what is so important, so you can put on the lights. And this really works. You know, if we haven't understood this principle and haven't applied it, yeah, then it's hard. Then everything's a problem. But I remember as the Lord called me and I learned to be aware of Him and always want to be in His presence. And He would like send me to the Ark ministry. So I knew I needed to be there. And so I was a blessing in the 7 years that I was there. I was always one step ahead of leadership, doing what should be done, because God is one step ahead. He knows what is required in every situation. But there were times as well when I got into the flesh, and then there was a brief problem until I switched on the light again and I got into the Spirit. I remember Pacific time. I was there by the stores by Pastor David, and I wanted something, and he didn't want to make it available to me. So I lost my cool in that and had some words. And then as I walked away, the Lord just popped a seed into my head, a picture of a seed. And I knew exactly what He was saying, that He was speaking about that earlier to me. And I knew a seed needs water and it needs environment to grow. So straight away, I could go back to Dave and I said, Dave, I'm sorry that I brought about the wrong environment and the waters of affliction, not the waters of encouragement, of blessing. And I patched it up. And hey, from that moment on, that brother has been a blessing to me ever since. You know, that brief moment of bringing heaven, of keeping myself conscious of heaven and bringing heaven there into the situation, has been a blessing for me, like I say, right up to now. And then so this is what we need to perceive. You know, this earth is a seed. You know, a seed is also round. And God's got plans with this world. And it's there to bud and bring forth the way He made it, and He made it for purpose. But then also we are seeds, and we have come to the living God. And if God is not watering the seed and bringing the right environment, that's when we are in the flesh again. So we need to know, always be conscious, walk conscious of Him. I was going through Isaiah 37, or was it 26? I'm not sure. I was going through that yesterday again, and there comes that wonderful scripture where it says, when you conscious of the Lord, you have total peace. A mind set on Him is kept in perfect peace. Yeah, there's the word. And that's it. You know, heaven would just be a nice place to go to if it wasn't for the presence of God in heaven. And that's what we have got. We have got the presence of God so that we can bring heaven to earth. And that's what it's all about. In Christ, in the Father, as a child of the living God, we have blessed with every spiritual blessing. And the greatest spiritual blessing we have is the presence of God and the leading of God as well, then to be the fragrance and then bring about beauty wherever God places us. So always remember just to walk conscious. You walk conscious of Him, you're a blessing. You allow the darkness to sneak in and that day you switch off your lights, then you're a problem. Problem to yourself and problems to others. So keep the lights on and arise and shine, for your light has come. You've got a beautiful God that is with you, that is now invaded your life, spirit, soul, and body, and is now enlightening and invading every area where we put our feet and wherever we go. Myself and Gordon, we're going fishing now. We're going to invade the road to the Umfolozi mouth, the broad walk, the walk through the reeds and the bulrushes. Some people are fearful because it's dark and there's crocodiles and there's hippos. But we are not of those that fear. We bring the fragrance of Christ. We put the light on and we bring blessings wherever we go. So go out and be a blessing, because you are a blessing, in Jesus' name. Amen.